If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to... Filthy...
Nerds!
That's what filthy...
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us.
There sure are! And we're talking about sex positivity. We're running our filthy, disgusting mouths about this filthy, disgusting
phrase.
By the
way, sex positive sounds like it's... You're
it sounds like
I have
you've been diagnosed with
a venereal disease, or you have a venereal disease.
It sounds like what they called AIDS before they knew what AIDS was, but like the 1400s. I know that timeline isn't real. Don't fucking come for me, internet. But like, unfortunately, he was sex positive.
He got the sex positive.
It's just so we touched on this. No pun intended. Hello. In the last episode, when we briefly opened mentioning The Bachelorette, because we love it.
I was saying how much I love that Katie is like this sex positive person, but there's also a degree of annoyance in that.
The term sex positive, let's be clear. Being sex positive, great. Referring to yourself as sex positive is
annoying.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's just, stop it. What you can't make wanting to have sex and not be judged for it your brand.
Yeah, and when it feels like the Bachelor, I guess Bachelorette, but like the Bachelor franchise is really pushing this, and I'm like, oh, is this your way of like, hey, we might not have that many minorities and we've never done a gay one, but she's sex positive.
We're tackling really big issues here.
Look how progressive we are. This woman has had sex before.
This woman, not only has she had sex before, but she is willing to talk about it on national television.
And she's going to try to find someone who's okay with that. Anyways, here's a bunch of guys with kids.
But the thing that I like is that she's, I'm sure all the bachelorettes before her, very horny ladies. I can't imagine they're not horny people.
I think I remember Leah saying there was maybe one virgin, but I don't even know if that's true.
But if you're a virgin, you're still horny.
And you're surrounded by a bunch of pretty good looking dudes.
Yeah. There's going to be hooking up, but it's like, I feel like Katie's one of those people who's like, oh yeah, I'm going to fucking kiss everybody. Whereas I feel like girls don't get to the kissing as quickly as the men do.
Because they feel like that. Oh, I mean, I think I've heard from a lot of women that makes it feel too serious. Do you feel?
No. Kissing doesn't make anything feel
serious.
Do you
kiss on a first date?
If I'm into it, I will.
If I'm not into enough to kiss you on a first date, like,
there will
be
no second date. Yeah. No. No question about it.
No, like, That's, it almost feels weird to me to think about. I have friends that will like wait and they're like, well, you know, I just don't want to like get attached like falsely because the interaction physically, because, you know, we're women, so chemicals will fucking go off in your brain.
So many chemicals. That usually happens to me as soon as a penis goes inside me. And it's good sex. I'm in love. Well, I don't know if I'm in love, but I like you. If the sex is good. If it's not, goodbye.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, like, if it's not, I don't even want to be around you. I don't want to be near you. Our producer, Sam, said, gay men kiss on the dance floor. Is that not a thing with straight people? No, Sam, because straight men, not on the dance floor. They are on the sidelines watching us dance with our gay friends.
Yeah, yeah. Watching girls dance with each other or
girls,
their gay friends.
Girls will make out. I feel like that's like a college.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally. Girls will be like, oh my God, look at us. We're lesbians. Pay attention to us. Oh, but we want to fuck you, not each other. This is just to turn you on. Like it's some sort of porn.
I wonder if there was a study done, if they could find out how much of that is purely attention seeking and how much is unaware bisexuality or, you know, homosexuality. And they just haven't like fully expressed it yet. When they're like, look how hot we are, boys. Doesn't this turn you on? It's like, or maybe you just want to make out with Catherine, Ashley.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's, and
Catherine,
that's fine.
Catherine and Ashley.
I don't picture Catherine, the name Catherine, being someone who's tempting people on a dance floor.
She's not a temptress.
That's slut Catherine.
Wow, Catherine, with the moves.
Yeah.
That girl can really shake a tail feather.
Yeah, she's just in
she
like
can
a
really
Victorian
cut a rug.
Dress.
Yeah.
She's literally cutting a rug because she's a seamstress. We've got to make a flag out of it.
By the way, you have to, we still need to see the movie Top Secret because there's a song called You Gotta Straighten the Rug. And it's literally people straightening the rug.
That's, well, what is the term straighten the rug actually mean?
Like, gotta straighten the rug. You got it. What's the song? Got it.
Do you even know what straighten the rug means?
I
feel like I don't get the joke because I've never heard the term you gotta straighten the rug.
I don't know. It's a song. I think it's called, instead of cutting a rug, they're calling it straighten the rug.
Oh,
and it's
cutting
just like,
the rug, I get.
It's like people literally like jumping on a rug and straightening it out.
Let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself to be sex positive?
Yeah, I mean, I'm positive I want to have a lot of sex.
What is being sex positive? This is gross. I don't even like saying this. I feel like people listening to this on headphones are cringing in their ears every time I go, sex positive.
I mean, at the end of the day, you and I are two of the most wildly sex positive people on the planet.
Yeah, sex positive is a very PC way of saying I'm a rampant slut and
I'm fine
with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the part about it.
You're sex
positive?
Sex positive
means you're a hoe and you're like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
We're
if you
not
got a
allowed
problem
to say
it.
Hoe anymore. I'm sex positive. It's like, you're sex positive? Oh, you mean you've had cum in your hair?
You've had cum in places that you didn't know it was there and you walked about in the world with cum on the back of your ear.
Yeah, well, it's like, why do we have to have a politically correct, and now I'm this person, term for everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, why can't we just take back the word slut?
So this is what I had said earlier.
Reclaim it.
We call women who are sluts and proud of it sex positive. And men who are sluts and proud of it are just men.
Yeah.
There's no word. He's sowing his oats. He's getting it in. He's figuring it out.
He's becoming a man.
Like, all of these things.
And she's pretty sex positive.
Yeah. And it's like,
yes, yeah, she's a human.
Yeah. I actually wrote to Katie on
Katie?
Instagram.
Oh God.
And I was like, number one, who made your bikini that you were wearing last night? And number two, I love that you have demonstrated that a woman who likes to fuck a lot is just a human. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah. Did
like,
she write back?
I wrote it to her this morning because I was like dying to know who made her bikini. It's the cutest thing. It's so adorable.
Yeah, I foresee myself asking someone where I can get a bikini.
Listen,
I
was really excited. By the way,
I
tweeted about it and I found out because hashtag Bachelor Nation shows up.
I mean, thank God for Bachelor Nation. Let me ask you this. You're pretty, pretty openly sexual. You're open about being a sexual person.
Mm-hmm.
Has that always been the case?
Yeah, always.
Always.
It's so funny. I went to dinner the other night with my friend Jay, who I grew up going to camp with, and Andrew Santino. And Andrew was like, so Jay, what was Nicole like when she was a kid? He's like, she was insane. He's like, my very first memory of Nicole was at sleepaway camp for the talent show. She put her whole fist in her mouth in front of the whole camp.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling that story on this podcast.
And it's
was
like,
it supposed to be sexual?
I wasn't. I mean, I'm sure it was a very sexual thing.
But were you like,
no, I was,
I can put my
no, I quickly found out what it insinuated, but, so but I did it being like, look at the fucking, look what I can do. And
I'm
like,
a python.
And I'm like, I can't imagine how uncomfortable all of my older male counselors were. But I mean, this was before me too. So they, maybe they weren't openly
how
uncomfortable.
Old were you?
I was like 14, maybe.
Oh man.
13, 14, 14. Something like that, yeah.
You
by the way, just so you know, what I did was I put both of my legs around my head and fisted my mouth. I think the fisted my mouth part is the one that's really sticking with everybody.
They just forgot that your legs were behind your head?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
feels
yeah.
Like a
I mean,
part.
I feel like, you know, I feel like people at that point are like, yeah, there's people who are super flexible who can put their legs around their head.
But can you put your legs behind your head and put a fist to your
head? Yeah, that's where I was like, I'll see your legs behind the head and I'll raise you, fist in the mouth.
That's a lot. Wait, so you've never had shame around sex?
No.
There's never been like,
never.
You hooked up with a guy and like,
nope.
You felt used, you felt.
Nope.
Were you raised in a house that talked about sex?
We didn't not talk about sex, but my mom, I mean, my mom walked around naked. My mom was
being
like.
Being naked and having sex are very different.
I remember. When
I'm never naked.
When I was, I called someone a schmuck. Was that when it happened?
You called someone a schmuck?
Oh, this is when it happened. I was in the car with my mom. I was like 7 years old. I'm in the car. And my mom used to always bitch about this babysitter I had, Mary Quinn. And she was like, Mary Quinn, she always chews her cuticles. She just sits there and gnaws on her cuticles. And then one day, I'm in the car with my mom. And this was like the beginning, the first time, like, you know, cars had like speakerphones in them. So my mom's like on the speakerphone talking. And she's like, and Mary Quinn this and Mary Quinn that. By the way, loved Mary Quinn.
Of course, because your mom hated her.
My mom hated her. My mom didn't hate her. My mom just always had an issue with everyone. She just couldn't be happy. but Mary Quinn was the person who taught me my love of country music. That's all she played for me. Now you love.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Mary Quinn. Anywho, so
I never said I didn't.
I'm in the back seat of the car.
I just didn't know you had love for country music at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I listened to it only. I only listened to that in the car with her. It was crazy.
Wow.
And I like knew all the words.
Wow.
Anywho, so and she like taught me about Garth Brooks. She's the reason I know about Garth Brooks. Anywho, so Mary. My mom's bitching about her, and then my mom goes, you know, and she always is sitting there, and I go, before my mom finishes her sentence, I go, yeah, and she chews on her testicles. And my mom was like, what did you just say? She chews on her what? I was like, her testicles, mom. You say it all the time. She's always chewing on her testicles. And my mom's like, that is not what she's chewing on. And then my mom, we got home that night. My mom's like, Nicole, where did you hear that word? I'm like, I heard you say it. Like, where would I have gotten the word testicle?
Where did you get the word testicles? Your brother? Who said
honestly,
testicles?
I have no idea. I have not a fucking clue.
That's so funny. We shouldn't fucking talk about people in front of your kids.
Here's
anyway,
what I'm thinking
shits.
Happened. Maybe I knew about octopuses, so I thought of tentacles. So cuticles, tentacles,
there's
testicles.
There's no way you accidentally said testicles and hadn't heard the word testicles.
I mean, I had to have heard it. Anyway, so that night I get home and my mom is like, okay, we need to have a discussion. That, the man's body, that's what this is and that's what this is. And what you have, because when
How
I was
old
a kid,
were you?
I used to call it a CC. I was seven.
You called
this
it a CC.
This was in third grade. so however old you are in third grade, 7, 8. I called it a CC and we called it a wee wee for my brother. And she's like, by the way, it's not a wee wee, it's a penis. Those are testicles. That's the undercarriage part that you're talking about.
The undercarriage.
For women, it's actually not a CC, it's a vagina. And my mom's like, please don't go telling every kid at school about this stuff. And then she also explained that when the penis goes in the vagina, you can make kids.
Yeah.
So she was like, birds and the bees, let's knock this all out in one fell swoop. So she's like, please don't tell the kids at school about this. Lots of their parents don't want them knowing it. This is a very, very private, sensitive thing. And I was like, absolutely. I got to school the next day on the playground. I was like, line up! Guys, we have got some big news here. And then I told everyone.
How pissed was everyone's parents?
Super pissed. I also was
parents would have been relieved. They'd be like, thank God. Because I never had that talk with my parents.
Yeah. Now I know you're like wildly sex positive, but was that always the case?
Yeah, I was always horny. I was like a horny kid. I used to make my Barbies fuck. We've talked about that. Yeah, then like,
did you have shame about that? Like if somebody came in, would you throw them apart?
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't have shame about it. I was just like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, no, I had a deep shame about it. And I think I even had, like, some shame about sex because of the stigma of, like, it didn't stop me from fucking having it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for a little while, I think I would have immediate post-sex shame when I was like, oh, this was just sex. And then I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I would think, like, oh, am I supposed to, like, try to like this person because we had sex? And now, like, if we're not together and I just had sex with them, does that make me a slut?
Katie shared this story. Is it okay if I tell you what she shared? The story she shared on the episode that you haven't seen yet? Somebody asked her why she was so sex positive. She shared another sexual assault story? It's the same sexual assault story, but she shared it in a way that I don't remember hearing it, where she was
because
like...
Because somebody took it away from her, so she wanted to be empowered?
So basically this guy, she had sex with this guy who has manipulated her, you know, didn't get her consent, used her, and she was like, well, I should be with him, so it didn't have to be what it was.
Yeah, no, I relate to that on a very deep level.
Yeah,
that like,
so that is what you were.
Yeah, I mean that's what happened. I convinced myself that I just like got too drunk and hooked up with someone when they assaulted me, because I was like, because until that happens to you, you think like, well, that only happens to people who fucking, I don't even know what people think. I don't know what I thought. I just thought that would never happen to me. And then you go, well, it didn't happen to me. This happened to me.
So when I was a kid, the story of me walking in on my mom while she's watching The Accused. You know that joke that I have?
Yeah.
Where Jodie Foster's getting
raped
on a pinball.
Yeah. We don't have to say it.
So anyways, so my mom truly did say to me, that's what happens if you grow up and you go to bars and talk to men. So that is literally what my mom taught. She's like, men rape women. Men hurt women.
How did you grow up to be someone who just like is okay having sex?
I emerged unscathed from that. I mean, I can't play pinball, but you know, sorry, I had to. But it is very weird. And the two times I was sexually assaulted, I was drunk. So in my mind,
yeah, it was your fault.
Combined with that information that my mom had given me, I was like, oh, well, I drank. That was my fault.
That's what happened to me, too.
And so in my head, I was like, oh, my bad. I just won't drink anymore. And that won't happen again. And by the way, it hasn't happened again. But I don't know if that's because I've been sober or I've just gotten lucky, but it hasn't happened again. And now it's like, in hindsight, until the Me Too movement, I didn't classify those two events as true. Well, one of them, the one in Mexico, was definitely sexual assault. But the other one was like, oh, I was just too drunk.
Got too drunk. You don't consider it. And also it's different from state to state, too, on what they consider. But like in the state of Florida, if you are intoxicated, you cannot legally consent to sex. But if both people are intoxicated, it like cancels itself out.
Oh, interesting.
So you can't really go, like, you can't really pin someone down. But yeah, no, I was the same way for a long... It took me a long time to go like, oh, I... Because I felt like I let this happen to myself. You victim blame. And that's the thing is that like people go like, well, you haven't gotten drunk and it hasn't happened. It's like, yeah, but I should be allowed to get drunk. I shouldn't have to worry about someone assaulting me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a woman's fault that she got drunk. It's a man's fault that he assaulted her. Or if I say, you know, or whatever the genders were in a situation. But it's like, yeah, do I drink like that anymore? Absolutely not.
Here's something that I think is interesting. As sex positive people, you know, where we're like, sex is fun, have sex, have a good time. I feel like people would have less sympathy for us if we were to get sexually assaulted again.
That is why I didn't, not even again. That's part of the reason I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I have had sex with 5 people in that fraternity. No one's going to believe that another man sexually assaulted me. They're going to go, or you just fuck a lot of guys.
Yeah, or you just regret that 5th person you fucked in
and
there.
That is something we don't really have time to dig too deep into, but like, that is a huge problem when you get in the conversation about sex positivity and why it's important to talk about, is because like, that's a thing that I've heard even well-meaning people say, is that like, oh, well, that, you know, how sad, because this girl wasn't even promiscuous. And it's like, it doesn't matter if someone is normal. If I have sex with 20 people I like to have sex with, it doesn't make someone raping me less traumatic.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I enjoy sex. Like, it's, if anything, it's fucked up something I love. Anyway, this was supposed to be a fun talk about
sex positivity and how annoying that brand is. But you know what?
Maybe it's important.
If anything sheds a light on the fact that a woman can come and not feel like a whore, and you don't get to call her a whore, at the end of the day, is if you want to fuck, go fuck. I think everybody should be coming so much more. I think in the same way, you know, when you have to pee really bad and you run to the toilet and you
pee.
On
their own accord and with permission.
Yes, consent. But it feels so good to pee and it feels so good to shit. That's basically how it feels to come.
Oh man,
so come
you have
hard.
Those big poops.
Oh yeah, and you have like a buttgasm.
You like shiver.
Oh yeah. Oh, this fucking. Ugh. By the way, you just saying the shiver, I got a shiver. I was like, oh, shiver me timbers. Is
shiver
that what
me number
about?
Twos.
Ooh. Anywho.
I'm poop positive.
If you can, we are. You are. I
sex positive. I'm sorry.
By the way, our code still works. Filthy20 over at
SquattyPotty.com.
Yeah. Chris Love Coolidge used it yesterday. He was like, thank you so much for that.
You guys, Squatty Potty changed my life. I've never taken bigger, better duders
it's
in my entire
life. It's fucking
wild
how good it is.
I think the gist of what we're getting at is that like, someone shouldn't have to give themselves a big fancy label because a woman shouldn't have to have a label for being sexual.
Yeah.
You should just be able to be a woman.
It's pretty fucking annoying.
Yeah.
The part that really annoys me the most is that we've got that name for women and then just men are just men.
The Bachelor.
Oh.
They'd have to be like, the really sex positive bachelorette. She's crazy. She's got a vibrator. What an animal.
Yeah.
Every woman has a
by
vibrator.
By the way, it's so funny that that's like the big thing. She's like, ew, she had her vibrator. I'm like, bitch, that is not her actual vibrator. She didn't bring her actual vibrator. That thing is stowed away carefully. It's tucked in like a prized possession because oh my God, when I am done using my vibrator, I wash it. I store it. Oh, I treat it like a queen.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, we gotta go.
All right, guys. Gosh. We will see you soon enough.
Patreon.com/2filthynerds at 2filthynerds. Leave us a rating and review. We love you. Goodbye.
This has been a 2 Filthy Nerds production.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.